Hey everyone, I am back. I was at the Global Atheist Convention in Melbourne, and it was awesome. I loved it. It just at the time of my life. I was unfortunately only able to sit in on the last day on the Sunday, but I managed to get a couple of interviews while I was over there, and that's what this is. It's just going to be the interviews that I've done. I'm just going to string them all together and give you a little intro at the beginning of each one. The people that I interviewed were non-stamp collector, YouTube atheists, Jamie Kilstein, a comedian from New York, PZ Myers, a famous biologist and blogger. For any of you that don't know, shame on you. Not shame on you. Just yeah, he's cool. But I also managed to get an interview with a guy named Jim Brady. He was a reverend at St. Paul's Cathedral, so that was cool. So that's what you got to look up, got to look forward to, I guess. The first interview was with Non-Stamp Collector. It went for about 20 minutes, and yeah, it was pretty fun. It was my first interview with anyone ever, so that was cool. It was cool to have him as my first person to be interviewing, and it was his first interview with the media, if you want to call it that. I did like the quote things there, so yeah. But yeah, it was his first interview, and he seemed to enjoy it. And there was a couple more questions that I wanted to ask him, but we ran out of time and had to go back inside, so that was unfortunate. But no, he was a really cool guy, and I love his videos. Make sure you go watch his videos, and yeah, feel free to just have a listen. Cheers.
A little exciting. Rightio, so
probably my first day to ever be mentioned in a Peter Singer lecture as well, so
yeah,
first time for everything, I guess.
I bet that was a little bit exciting. Wanted to live a long, comfortable life.
Yeah, it's only half the story, but
yeah. No worries. Well, your name is Steve, better known as Non-Stamp Collector.
Yes.
And what kind of qualifications do you have? Like,
Education-wise?
Uh-huh.
No, I've just finished a Masters of Education.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
No worries. And what's your job, profession?
I'm teaching English at two universities in Japan.
At two universities?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And a private school, but...
You enjoy that?
Yeah, it's an interesting challenge because the education system in Japan is not what... The language education system is not what you'd expect, so it's
okay.
Quite an interesting intellectual challenge to get that happening.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So you're working to try and like improve it as well rather than just teaching?
Well, everybody is. I mean, especially academically... In years to come, I'm going to be expected to publish and do research and things like that.
Mm.
So that'll be, not that I really want to, but that'll be part of it. But it is interesting. It's sort of not on the topic, but they go through 6 years of compulsory English, and they come out able to pass tests, but completely unable to have a conversation. So
okay,
that's got to change.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So why is atheism important to you?
I had been an atheist for a long time before I got into this, but reading the books, particularly Sam Harris's book, mm-hmm. and followed up by Hitchens' book, and then...
That was, The End of Faith?
The End of Faith, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Followed up by Hitchens' book, God is Not Great, really convinced me of the harmful aspect of religion for individuals and for the world, and the urgency of the situation, so, and that sort of got me interested in... In, I guess, just getting people to question and question whether this is true.
Yeah.
On an individual level, and then hopefully, you know, act, what is it, think global, act local, like that kind of principle. It's like, come on,
yeah.
Do you really think this, particularly Christianity, because that's my culture.
Yeah.
And my background, and thus my non sort of Islamic, I haven't moved into that area.
I'm yeah, true.
But just to get people to really think, is this book truly the work of a divine inspiration? When if you look at what the words on the pages, it's clearly not. And the ramifications of that will have are immense. You know, if everybody would just be confronted with these questions.
Absolutely, because I know when I watch your videos, and I think it's probably why your videos are so successful, you see these acts of God and these acts, like stories in the Bible. that are just, for my money, irredeemable.
Yeah.
And it's like, if God was going to come up and say, I'm sorry, will you forgive me, and actually try and make amends for his actions, then maybe you could forgive him. But that would kind of undermine the whole infallible thing. So.
I know what you're saying. To me, I'm not concerned about whether there is a God or whether there's not a God. Mm-hmm. That's not even an issue for me. And Dawkins talks a lot about that, and others too, obviously. I kind of switch off. To me, that's not the pertinent issue. It's whether this book in particular, because that's what the theists want us to do. Like, they're not deists. They're very precise theists. And that's what they want to spread, and that's what they hold to. So let's question that about this particular book. And then hopefully in terms of, ramifications flowing from that, then if we tidy up our cultural backyard, then maybe we can be in a better position to ask others, i.e. Islam and others, to tidy up theirs.
Sure.
I've said in a video, like, on what grounds does a Christian respond to Islamic terrorism by saying, what, your unjustified beliefs are not true, but our unjustified beliefs are true, so stop blowing buildings up, stop blowing yourselves up and martyrdom and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Let's clean our own backyard first.
I know, you get a lot of that, particularly in England now, with the Islamification, if you want to call it that.
It's terrifying.
Massive build-up. Yeah. And there are people saying, we don't want this Muslim presence, we don't want the Sharia law, but they're not willing to forego their own religious beliefs and their own unjustified beliefs.
The commonality with all of this, and what I think we're talking about this weekend a lot, is let's think rationally. If that underpinned this whole discussion, then I think that it would have world peace ramifications.
Yeah. No. I mean, there would probably still be some sort of conflict, but the reduction in conflict would be
enormous.
Phenomenal.
The justification for so much conflict would be just thrown out the window in an instant.
I'm just going to chuck this down. No worries. Next question. What do you think is the function of an event like this? Like to get all the atheists together and sort of preach to the converted, and like, what are we doing here?
That's a good question. I could probably come up with a better answer if I thought about it more, because I've been asking myself that, and I mean, people ask us that, but
yeah.
I mean, I heard a good one yesterday. It's like, look, we're just being around like-minded people. It's kind of nice. Especially for me in Japan, I don't have any face-to-face contact and conversation about atheism ever.
Yeah.
All mine is done on the internet, and I read comments back and see the occasional response video. But, it's just nice to be around like-minded people. It's getting a bit of publicity for our cause, which is really needed, because we are extremely misunderstood.
Mm.
I've discovered through this whole thing, I'm a writer and not much of a speaker. I'll come up with a much better answer if I could sit down with a paragraph over a couple of days and revise it. I mean, I'd come up with a beauty, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm happy for that answer. Like-minded people, community. This is a growing community. This is simply a group of people who want secular values. difficult to word it.
I think on some level it's almost just got that rock show element to it, where even if you're not actually achieving anything, it's just enjoyable, it's fun, it's interesting.
It is enjoyable. It's intellectually stimulating. It reminds me of being in university, a lot of sense, but I'm seeing the best speakers in the world here.
Yeah.
They are amazing speakers, unified by atheism, with a vast array of topics. We've had ethics, we've had biology, we've had economics yesterday. There's a lot that religion has its hands on. That's not news to anybody. In all these areas, it would be nice to see religion's hands sort of taken off, and we're saying that would be a benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, that's why a thing on secularism is like, you don't ask if you're a Christian carpenter or an atheist carpenter. You're just a carpenter. That's a secular trade. And if you go around putting crosses on every chair that you make, you're probably not going to last very long. So you wouldn't put religion into carpentry. Why would you put it into government? Why would you put it into economics? It's just, it's not its function. All right. How does your skepticism surrounding religion affect your interactions with people? Like, do you experience like prejudice and venom? And...
Well, no. Particularly being in Japan, I don't get any of that. Mm. Atheism is ubiquitous and it's absolutely irrelevant.
Yeah.
I have Christians in my family.
Because you come from a fairly Christian background.
Yeah. Nothing heavy and nothing problematic at all. Mm. I was raised Christian by people who truly believed that was the best thing for me, and that was, I have no objection to it whatsoever. I object to the religion because I see my parents and family who are that way inclined to be, I hesitate to use the word victim, but yeah, they're the effect of the religion, not the propagator, in a sense.
Yeah.
But I mean, my parents know I'm here. It's not a challenge. I don't confront them with atheism. To me, I have trouble reconciling Sam Harris's idea that moderate Christianity is a problem. I completely understand his argument, and I like it, but I just can't apply it to people that I know.
Hmm.
So they know I'm here. I know they're at church this morning.
Yeah.
It's fine. What they're doing is harmless, and I don't want a conflict over that.
Hmm.
When I'm making movies, I'm taking it to people who are in the debate. If they're watching video clips on YouTube, then that's their choice. I'm not forcing this on anybody.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a point of that, but I'm trying to be...
Yeah.
I'm learning as I go, but just...
So you're not out to be like an evangelical atheist?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm out there to ask some questions. If you want to be questioned, then good. If you don't want to, then I don't want to be the one forcing it on anybody.
Sure.
Yeah. Other people force my movies on other people, but that's their responsibility and not mine. But
yeah.
It's a funny thing to try to reconcile, but...
But putting yourself online, especially in a community like YouTube, you must get a few people saying, you know, fuck you, you're going to fucking hell, that sort of stuff.
I do, but it's easy to brush off. I don't let it get to me. I don't get an awful lot. There are smaller channels than mine who, such as Nicotine too, who makes really hilarious hate mail videos about that and reads out the hate mail that he gets, and he must get a stack. And I don't get anywhere near as much as him. And he's probably got, he's certainly got less than half the subs that I have.
Yeah.
This is as one example. But so I don't get a lot of that. I don't know why, but I don't know.
Maybe it's because they're cartoons and Christians don't really take it as seriously.
Maybe. I don't know. But I mean, at the same time, they do, because as I said last night, I've had close to 20 people, well, over 20 people now. I have lost count. I'm sure it's over 20 people who have written to me with deeply personal and sincere emails telling me that my videos have contributed to their deconversion, enough to warrant an email to me to tell me that, which is extremely humbling and moving. And so it is having an impact. I mean, that's, I've had 2 million views now, 20 people telling me that. I mean, it's not a huge ratio of success, you might say, but I mean, it's immeasurable, the amount of, I guess, the amount of thought that's going into that people are doing.
You know, yeah.
Dawkins talks a lot about raising consciousness, and I really admire that, and that's what I try to do.
Mm.
Just think about it, guys. The other thing, raising consciousness and problematizing the religion. It's like, okay, believe it. You're absolutely welcome to believe it. I mean, you're not so welcome to sort of shove it on people and enforce it into laws and governments and the way we want to live our lives. And, but you're welcome to believe it. But here, I mean, you have to confront these questions.
Yeah.
And do with that what you will. Yeah, so that's my take on that.
For Radio. We're only up to question 4 out of 10, yeah. So if you've had enough, you can just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
But if it could be demonstrated that religion did not cause the harm that it does, would you still feel the need to voice your criticism?
No, not at all. No. If religion was harmless, then there would be nothing to it. I mean, people ascribe atheists with all sorts of non-beliefs. You know, they say that we don't believe in any kind of supernatural force, and of course a lot of people here don't, but I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that I don't. People have no idea what I think or believe or feel as an atheist. I simply don't accept the claims of the religions. So I mean, for all anybody knows here, I could be a Hindu or a Scientologist, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not either of those, but I could be, and my points would still be valid. But religion is harmful. If it wasn't I mean, I've dabbled in New Agey kind of things, not to any huge extent, but I still harbour an interest in that. I like the questions that it raises. I don't like the claims that it makes, you know, on absolutely no evidence. Mm. But I enjoy reading it.
So, like, just from a philosophical standpoint.
Just because it's new ideas and it's challenging. It just gets you to think about things, and I enjoy it. It's not that I have a problem reconciling it with anything, but I mean, a lot of people would have a problem with me. I mean, some of the books I read, I really enjoy Conversations with God by a guy called Neil Donald Walsh, who reckons that he had a almost telepathic sort of conversation where he would just write what came into his head, and he came out with some wonderfully profound stuff. Mm. I don't have to believe that a god or God spoke to him, but I love what he wrote. It's fantastic. It's very positive and enjoyable, you know. So we're ascribed with all these things that we don't accept. Why won't you accept this? You guys have such a materialistic view of the universe and have no room. And I always write back and go, well, that's absolutely not true. You know, you're absolutely strawmanning me. That's off topic, but yeah.
Okay. Anyway, do you have any supernatural beliefs? Or are you more just sort of sympathetic towards them?
Yeah, that probably would describe it better. Like, I mean, if I was probed to you know, do I believe in an afterlife, I actually swerve towards yes. But I would never kind of promote that view or really act upon it. I mean, to me, it's a coin toss. Mm. If I die and I'm obliterated, then good. If I die and suddenly I'm floating above my body and then there's a tunnel and relatives, you know, I'll be like, I knew it, you know.
Yeah.
So whatever, I'm completely impartial.
At this point, it's not really that important
question. It's not important a question. To me, it does seem strange that we would just live and then die and be obliterated. Mm. It doesn't, in a way, make sense to me. Mm. but that's okay. It doesn't need to make sense.
Yeah.
It is kind of irrelevant. Yeah, I mean, so in terms of do I have supernatural beliefs, I actually am welcome to have supernatural beliefs if I want to. I simply don't accept the claims of religion and particularly Christianity.
Sure. You know,
that's my stance and what I'm doing on the internet.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
What do you think when I say the words the new atheism?
I think
it's a funny one that's been branded about a little bit.
What I think of with that is... I would call it like a recent kickback against religion, and particularly against the instant and undeserved respect that is granted to religion and religious arguments in common discourse. So it's just a kickback against that, and an assertion that we're not obliged to respect your views. They really need to be. Religious views really need to be subject to the scrutiny that any other views are subject to in common human discourse. And if they can't handle that, and a lot of them can't, then tough. You know, the time for undeserved respect for religious views and religious texts is over. And I think that's what the new atheism embodies or represents or propagates.
Right. How's that different to the old atheism?
I don't know. I mean, there is a Bertrand Russell's book. I haven't read it, but I've heard many people say that there's nothing new about new atheism. Bertrand Russell said it all 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And from what I have heard of him, I saw an interview with him recently on YouTube or something, and it's all there. There's nothing new about it. But, I mean, are we sort of dogmatic and outspoken? Well... No, we're not dogmatic, but we are outspoken, but we have every right to be. I mean, we just saw on Q&A last week on the ABC. As soon as Dawkins asked a pointy question about creationism or about religion, suddenly Tony Burke, the Minister of Agriculture, is criticising him for being disrespectful. But then the conversation turned to immigration law, and they were extremely opposite in the Libs and the Labour. as is normal.
Yeah.
And it wasn't disrespectful. No one said, hey, you can't say that about my immigration policy. But on religion, it gets its free pass. And that's just... All we're saying is that's not okay anymore.
Yeah. We don't...
Hey, man.
How's it going?
How'd it go?
Good.
I've heard good things.
Oh, thank you. I'm doing an interview.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How's it going, mate?
Do you know Ace Keg? He's a YouTuber.
No, I don't. How's it going, mate?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. I'm Cody.
You can edit that out.
That's it. No worries. It's for a newspaper, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to be writing it up.
Yeah, just going to convert it to text.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But, cheers.
You do it. My laptop's over here.
Oh, cool. You're charging it.
Yeah.
Go on.
No worries.
Yeah.
Do you ever come across arguments for God that don't immediately put you into facepalm mode and you actually have to stop and think about it for a moment?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I mean, the design argument is... no, not the design argument. The cosmological argument seems pretty good to me. What caused the Big Bang? Was it a natural process? All those arguments to me are good. I made a movie about that called The Great Debate. It's like you can have... The theists can have all those arguments and they are compelling. Not all of them, but a lot of them are compelling. You know, nature can't have created nature. Time, matter, and space are co-relative. I can't remember the term I used in the video. I got it from a Christian source. Yeah, that's a good argument. Okay, I can't understand how nothing could come from, could produce something and make, you know, something unnatural must have started it off. That's okay. Fine. Mm. Was it Yahweh? No. Was it Allah? No. These books that we have are obviously, so patently obviously written by men.
Mm.
And male men, you know, not mankind men. So that's a good argument and it makes, it's a good question. But don't assume, the theist, that you have the answer. Like you're not making a deist argument that there is an entity or a force or a god or something. You are specifically claiming that you know his name, what he wants us to do in bed, and what he wants us to wear, and all that kind of thing. That's completely a separate issue.
Mm.
When they make these arguments, they think they're making ground for themselves, but they truly are not. They can make all these arguments all the way, but as soon as they have to make the leap between... There is something started the Big Bang, and it hears your prayers and will forgive your sins. That's such a vast distance. I don't think they realize, a lot of them, that is completely separate and irreconcilable.
Yeah, so I think there's there's a mentality among the religious that it's my God or no God.
Yeah.
And they just set up that false dichotomy. Yeah, so they think if they prove that there is a God,
it must be
then
my
it must
God.
Be
exactly.
their God. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what... I made that video just sort of to say that. I think... I was going to mention this in my speech last night. I didn't have time. I only had a short time. But the first draft was me sort of saying, it's good that we have people like Myers and Dawkins and Peter Singer and all these experts. Somebody like me, who's not particularly expert in anything, can still come along and find a place in the spectrum of atheism. I'm so underqualified compared to people like that I can concede arguments like the design argument.
Mm.
I can concede arguments like cosmological... I'm no physicist. I don't know nothing about that. I can concede it and say, okay, yeah, you got it, to a theist who's making these arguments. I go, man, you win. You completely win. But guess what? You have made absolutely no ground in giving weight to your religious... claims.
Mm.
Nothing at all. And I think that's an interesting thing that is happening with the internet and with the new atheism, with the widespread opportunity to sort of publish and publicize our views, is that someone like me, who's completely unqualified in these areas, still has a forceful argument, because these cosmological and design arguments and physics and biology and evolution, you don't need to understand it to know that these claims from the religious are just...
They
obviously
just don't hold up.
False, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
We might be going back in, yeah.
No worries, I'll pick my favourite one then.
Okay.
Let's see. How do you respond to the claims of people like Ken Ham that says this event is just a bunch of people who believe life is meaningless coming together to talk about how meaningless life is?
Yeah, well, it's completely straw man. Because
mm.
we're here saying, well, there's no meaning in these books because they're just written by men. Or maybe there is some meaning, but let's put it in perspective.
Yeah.
Let's look for meaning. Let's go find it. Let's enjoy what meaning we can find. Let's not ascribe meaning from these ancient Iron Age texts written by goat herders, you know, and rapists and bigots and misogynists and... That's a ridiculous claim. He's saying that to justify his position. We don't need to justify ours. You know, the burden of proof is on them. It's not on us. Mm. We're merely saying... I mean, look, the whole goal of this, wouldn't it be wonderful if we didn't need to meet like this?
Yeah.
And discuss a defense against these religious claims.
Mm.
You're entitled to it, Mr. Ham, you know, and Mr. Comfort. You can have it, but don't... Don't think that we're unentitled to respond to your claims.
Mm.
And don't strawman us as being, you know, we're all nihilists and meaningless, you know, this meaningless universe. Maybe there is no meaning. And that's okay as well. I mean, but let's ask the question. Let's find out.
Yeah, absolutely. And accept whatever the answer is.
Exactly.
Like,
looking. Let's not just claim that we have the answer in this ridiculous, patently ridiculous book of immorality. Let's keep looking and we'll find it. And let's ask the questions, because that's not what religion does. It says, we have the answer. What's your question? We'll find an answer for it. We're asking questions. We're looking for meaning. Maybe we'll find it. Maybe we won't.
Mm. That's, who cares? The fun's in the journey.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
All right. No, one more question.
Yeah.
How awesome is One God, One Jesus?
Yeah, love it. I could not stop watching. I was cracking up all that afternoon. I had tears running down my face. Yeah.
I wonder how that translates into like an American audience or something. Cause like.
Yeah, I wondered too. Yeah. He made a video. Oh, the one he did with me, the collaboration. He called somebody a Darrow. He called me a Darrow because I had my picture lying around in the gutter.
Mm.
He said, "You filthy, disgusting Darrow," and he had to put a little subtitle of what it means because it doesn't. Derelict doesn't translate into American. Yeah.
No worries. Well, cheers for that, man. I think we better head inside.
Yeah.
I was going to miss Kylie, but
yeah.
No worries. Thank you very much
for
that.
Not at all,
and
be in touch. I'd love to see it if it's.
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
Send me a copy. I'll, or
yeah. Well, at the moment, I'm planning on. I'm going to try and get it in the newspaper, but
yeah.
I'll probably do like a blog or something as well,
yeah,
and
right.
Maybe even a YouTube video or something
like
that.
Sure, I'd love to see it.
No worries.
Just stay in touch. Let me know how you do it.